Well, hello, familia. So this is a good week. We're just finishing up from cleaning. Porque no es cierto que estábamos limpiando toda mañana.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were cleaning.
Yeah. All morning. Morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Elder?
Yeah. Full.
All yep. Morning.
All morning.
Full
long.
Cleaning.
Full cleaning. No, so every like third and sixth week of the transfer, we have to clean.
Yeah.
And so we cleaned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I do not speak English.
I do not speak English.
Very much.
Hey, you speak good English, man. I don't understand why we're listening to A Christmas Tree. All right. So this is a good week. We've been working hard. Right, Elder Webster?
For sure.
I've been pretty tired, but it's been fun. But yeah. So, let's see. Last Monday, we just kind of took it easy. Went and played some ping pong. We may play ping pong today, too, maybe.
We could.
Maybe on our way over to use Sieber. But yeah. Then we... I don't know. What else did we do last week? This week. So Tuesday we had district meeting. Then we went and we did the Tormenta Blanca, which was sweet.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
We had the whole district come over to our area and like come do missionary work in our area for us. Like with us, obviously. Which was cool. We ended up getting like a little bit more of an idea of what we're doing, because like we're doing a whitewash and so we're trying to figure it out. But I think we're doing a good job. Not gonna lie. Is it? El pollo está listo. I don't know. We're gonna see. But yeah. Then let's see. What else? ¿Qué más pasó esa semana? Qué feo. Oh no! Crap. We're boiling some chicken to make some. Like some good chicken sauce, like for some noodles. We're gonna like make some red sauce, throw the chicken in there, and it kind of like boiled up really high.
Pollo loco.
La verdad que sí. But so yeah, so let's see. Then we had Wednesday, which Wednesday I feel like we just, I'll look at our agenda. Let's see. Oh yeah, you keep a good journal. Let's see. So let's see. Tuesday we did a Tormenta Blanca, which was fun. Then Wednesday we went and we found a new investigator. Who is it?
Fito.
Fito?
Yeah.
Okay, we found Fito. He's a cool guy. He apparently talked to the missionaries like once in the past. And then, apparently, like, they just never passed by because, like, the missionaries were pulled out of the area. So, like, the missionaries never went back. So then we went past him, and we taught him lesson one, and it was really good. But then, like, right before we were going to invite him to be baptized, like, he had to leave because he drives, like, a taxi kind of thing. And so he had to go pick up a client. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was a bummer. But, oh, well, we're going to go back this week. Then let's see, Thursday, what happened Thursday?
Taught Jonathan Martinez.
Oh, taught Jonathan, that's right. Jonathan, he's a stud, so he is the son of two Menos Activos that we have that, like, aren't coming anymore. And he's, like, apparently wants to listen to the lessons and, like, learn more about the church and stuff, so that's pretty cool. I hope that keeps going. He came to church on Sunday, which was super awesome. He was like dressed in like his nice suit and stuff. I was like, what stud. He has a date for the 6th, so we're gonna try and get him going to that. We just have to make sure that he obviously doesn't have any problems with the Word of Wisdom or anything like that. So
Está listo?
It's ready?
I'm ready, chicken.
It's super ready?
Yeah.
More or less. Wait, we gotta cook the other one. Necesitamos. ¿Por qué iba a cortar el spaghetti en la mitad?
Para que caiga en la
pichinoya. Ah,
yeah.
Oh, ok, listo.
Porque si no, no cae.
Ok. Pero el tema es que... Ah, ya está, ya fue. So we taught him, which was super cool. Then we found two other new investigators. Who else was a new investigator?
Alan.
Oh, yeah, and then Alan. We passed by Alan. He's a stud. Except for we got there, and we didn't really have that much time to teach him. We were actually, like, late for another cita by the time we got over there because we had, like, a meeting that went late. So by the time we got to his house, we were, like, going to just teach him, like, share scripture and go, and then, like, come back another day and, like, explain it better. But then he comes out because, like, we told him we were going to teach him English. And then he comes out with, like, a pen and paper and stuff, and he, like, keeps going. And then, like, we keep getting later and later and later. And then finally, we, like, finally are like, okay, we got to go. Sorry. Like, we'll come by another day. And so then we left it. And then we went over to the cita, and then they were mad because it was a less active hermana. And she was like, we've been waiting for you guys, and you guys didn't come. And I was like, I'm sorry. We were trying to, like, get out of the house of the investigator, but it took forever. And, yeah, so then we felt kind of bad, but not really. Because we're going to go past on Wednesday.
Exactly.
And yeah, so then, let's see, Friday. Friday we did weekly planning, and then we just went and taught some people.
Yeah.
That's what other Webster says. Right. I feel ya. We probably did teach some people. That's probably about all that we got to. Then, Saturday, we had the Capilla Abierta, which was sweet. So we went, like, Capilla Abierta means... Sí, pero saque el otro pollo y ponga en otro plato antes de que ponga el otro... Ah, oh, si lo toca va a contaminar. No, no ponga de vuelta. Tiene que poner en un bol fresco, que no está sucio.
Eso, ahí estamos.
Listo. Perfecto.
Perfect.
Nice work.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. So, yeah, so then we went to the Capilla Abierta, and that's, like, pretty much, like, what we do is we do these activities, which are really cool. Like, we don't do it in Utah because, like, I guess everybody already kind of knows the church in Utah. But in Colorado and stuff, this would have been a sweet idea, but it's called a Capilla Abierta, and there's, like, an elder. He's, like, it's an old couple that are serving a mission, and they're, like, in charge of running this. And what it is they go, and they open up the capilla, and they have, like, in the morning, we go out, and we invite, like, everybody to the capilla. We have the whole zone. We had 15 companionships of missionaries come here, and then they just, like, go out, and they try to, like, bring people to church. And then, like, from 4 until 7, the church is open, and we just, like, do tours of the church. And then, like, each, like the elders' quorum, the relief society, the primary, the young men's, young women's, like, they all have, like, their part. And then, like, at the end, like, we're the missionaries and the references, and we just, like, ask them for references or, like, if they want to listen to learn more and stuff. And we got, like, 40-something references, which was super cool. So, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. I always like doing the Capilla Abiertas. I've done, like, a bunch of them, but they're fun. Then Sunday, we ended up having... cool story with the Capilla Abierta. So, there was an hermana that ended up coming that the missionaries invited in the morning. She ended up coming to the Capilla Abierta, and she, like, felt the spirit, and she's like, man, I want to start coming, like, every Sunday and stuff. And she's like, I've been going through some trials, and, like, I'm Catholic, and I just feel like the Catholic Church isn't really, like, filling this void that I have. And so she's like, I just wanted to, like, learn more about Jesus and feel more of his love and stuff. And we're just like, what? So she's like, yeah, I'm going to start coming to church every Sunday, like, I'm excited. And we're like, okay, sweet. And so then Sunday morning, she ends up going to church, and she came, and then also Jonathan came. We went past by him, and then also Viviana, the like soon to be wife of Miguel. We're just waiting for the divorce papers, but whatever. And so sweet. We actually, like, it was a good Sunday. Like, there was a bunch of people there. It was word conference. Me and other Webster, we sang in the choir.
Yeah.
Aguante. I don't really sing, but other Webster
good,
sings.
You sing good.
Nah, man.
Mormon.
Thanks, man.
Mormon.
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 Tabernacle.
Tabernacle.
Choir.
Choir.
Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Elder Ninkeser is learning English because he's Chilean.
Yeah.
And
No, I am Yankeelandia.
Oh yeah, right. He's American actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he wants to be a heart surgeon.
What?
Quiere ser cirujano?
Oh, yeah.
See.
My friend Elder Baron.
Yeah, we're gonna be friends.
We are friends.
We will also be friends in the future.
¿Qué estás diciendo?
Que dije que somos amigos.
Ah, yeah.
Pero primero dije, vamos a ser amigos.
Oh.
Y después dije, no, somos amigos.
Yeah.
Y después dije, somos y vamos a ser amigos.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we just have to teach him English so that he can come to Utah. Para que pueda venir a Utah.
Sí.
No sé, Utah es copado, pero capaz otro lado mejor.
Sí, yo lo sigo.
Capaz en Florida, algo así.
Ooh,
we're gonna live in Florida. No, I don't know. ¿Qué me importa?
California.
But yeah, so, or California también, with other Webster. That would be sweet, actually.
Exactly.
He lives in the good part of California.
It's debatable, but sure.
It is, though. Like, the Northern California, there's, like, the crazy people, but it's also the good place. Like, San Francisco is a good city, man.
Sure.
If it wasn't for all the crazy people that live there...
Oh, yeah, then it would be dope.
Then it would be, like, probably one of the best cities in the U.S.
Exactly.
But all the flipping hippie loco people took it over in the 60s.
Yep.
Crap.
Now the gays.
And now the gays. Yep. So yeah, that's that. But no, so it's been a really great week. I'm excited for next week. Our pinch is all nice and clean, so I'm excited about that as well. Other than that, I don't know much else to say. I guess I'll read a scripture. The title is
And Jesus wept.
And Jesus wept. A ver. A ver, a ver.
By the way, I'm Elder Webster. I'm his favorite companion.
Right.
Yep.
That is the truth.
We'll be friends forever.
It's the truth. I can't lie. Okay, wait.
What does he know?
Just about anything there. Ooh, this is cool. Convenio de luchar. Se hicieron convenio que jamás vencería su libertad, sino que lucharía en toda ocasión para proteger a los hospitales y su cautiverio. So. Wait. Let me see. Van a hacer guerra. Y quisieron que el man fuese su caudillo. Hey, No podemos comprar ahora, no podemos hacer compras, ¿no?
No.
Todo está cerrado.
Sí, era una relación.
¿Cuándo abre de vuelta?
A las 5.
Tal vez vamos vamos temprano para usar el ciber y después podemos hacer compras después.
Sí.
That would be cool. Okay. So, I was been reading in Alma 53, chapter 53, and it's really sweet because this is when the 2000 Stripling Warriors go out and, well, like, Helaman and Stripling Warriors, this is when they all, take up their weapons. And it's cool. So I'm going to read 53:18 to 21. And it says, y aquí hubo 2,000 de esos jóvenes que concertaron ese convenio y tomaron sus armas de guerra para defender su patria. Y aquí, como es, hasta entonces nunca habían sido desventaja alguna para las dos nefitas, se tornaron en esa ocasión en un fuerte apoyo, porque tomaron sus armas de guerra y quisieron que Edamán fuese su caudillo. Y todos ellos eran jóvenes, sumamente valientes en cuanto a intrepidez y también en cuanto a vigor y actividad. Más de aquí, eso no era todo. Eran hombres que en todo momento se mantenían fieles a cualquier cosa que les fuera confiada. Sí, eran hombres verídicos y serios, pues se les había enseñado a guardar los mandamientos de Dios y andar rectamente ante Él. So, that scripture is cool because something that I like is how it says that they, what does it say? They were men verídicos. I don't know what that says exactly in English, but in verse 21, like the first line, like they were serious and true or something. It's a cool line because, like, even though they were young, even though they were, like, you know, they should be, like, innocent and, like going out. Like, a lot of people say in the world, like, oh, you're young, go out and, like, have fun and, like, you're young, you know? But the thing is, like, you should still be, like, responsible and serious and stuff because, like, you're still trying to work your way toward salvation, and so the best thing that you can do is stay close to the gospel and, like, be strong in your beliefs. And it's also cool just because they're, like, the coolest dudes, the 2000 stripling warriors. It's just, like, it's just an example that, like, given we're not gonna have to go out to war, like, to fight against people that are trying to kill us and our families and stuff, but just, like, being in that position where you would have the faith to stand up if you needed to, like, that's important. But yeah, I just really like the 2000 stripling warrior. I'm excited to keep reading in 54 and stuff, like, how it keeps going on to talk about them, but for the most part, that's what I learned. But I love you guys. I hope you have a great week. Keep being awesome. Me and Elder Webster, we're just gonna keep working hard.
Yep.
For sure. Así es. Y bueno. Love you guys. Have a great week. Bye bye.